B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Really?
In moments, we're supposed to be joined by Gary Clark, member of the Posse. B, did you ever refer to those dudes in the Posse, like in the locker room, or was that just more of a fan thing?
Nah, it's a fan thing.
Like if they were walking
hey, man,
around?
Art, Gary, and Ricky were good enough to have their own name be called at one time. Those dudes were badasses, man.
I mean, the President of the United States asked for Ricky Sanders in the Rose Garden.
Where's Ricky Sanders?
Yeah, dude. Like, how loaded were those teams? God, how good must life have been then? I don't really remember that year, but I certainly remember 91. I sure as hell remember Gary Clark catching that play-action bomb from Ripper in the Meadowlands. Was that Monday Night Football? To go like 7-8-0?
7-8-0.
The Monday night game in the Meadowlands that you guys won, I think, to go in 91 to go to 7 or 8-0.
Hold on. Hold on, JP. I was trying to make sure. Yeah, what'd you say again?
All right. I remember Gary Clark hitting a play action bomb from Rippon. I think it was a Sunday night or a Monday night game in the Meadowlands where you guys hadn't won in a while. The Giants were defending Super Bowl champs. Was that to go to 7-0 or 8-0? Do you remember that game?
I cannot remember.
You don't remember that? Now you're going to make me deep dive.
Nah,
now,
like JP, I was so focused on just playing. I don't remember the 8-0 or 7. I just tried to win.
Sunday, October 27th, Sunday night game, 7:30 at night at New York, 17-13 final to go to 8-0, coming off the bye week.
There you go.
And here's the man that caught that play-action bomb. It was a 54-yard pass from Mark Rippon, Mr. Gary Clark. Gary, what's up, dude? Thank you for making time for us.
Thank you guys for having me. How you guys doing?
We good, brother, man. What's happening?
I'm just trying to be B. Mitch when I grow up.
Gary, you're older than me, bro.
I still haven't grown up.
So, Gary, I asked B. Mitch this, and he couldn't remember or come up with an exact number. Do you remember your 40 time? Because I looked it up.
My best time was a 4.32.
Damn. The one I found was 4.37, so that's even better. Holy moly, that is flying, man.
They asked me how fast you were, Gary. I said fast. Man, they can say what they want. Like, people, this is the thing about it. People look at that 40 time and they think that's the fastest a person run. Listen, when you're running by yourself, you can run fast. If somebody chasing you, your ass run faster. You know what I mean? I guarantee I ran 4.1 when the dog was chasing me one time in Plaquemine, Louisiana. I put money on that.
I'm sure of that. But I was much better at 4.6 than I ever was at 4.3.
I bet. A little more controlled.
Yeah, I mean, you get knowledge over time. You get experience over time. You can get to understand the game better over time. So the longer you're in the league, the more efficient you become.
I bet. So, dude, let me ask you, Gary, because you've been in the area doing real estate, doing all sorts of business ventures, you know, since your playing days, I believe. How different does everything feel now with the organization?
Well, I mean, I'm sorry about the organization, but winning tends to cure everything. When you win, people love you. When you lose, people hate you. Even yeah. Back when we played, when we had bad season, people didn't like us as much. When we won, people loved us, so... Winning tends to cure everything, you know, it's to cure all medicine. So guys are playing great right now. You know, as long as our defense keeps playing good, our offense is going to be spectacular. Special teams are playing, holding their own as well. But our kids are defense. If our defense continues to play well, then we'll go far into this season.
Yeah, when you look at the way Jaden has been playing, and also, I mean, the receivers are helping him out and making some great plays. Terry is doing that unbelievable. I know that you've formed a relationship with Terry. Looking at those two guys leading the way, what are your thoughts of them?
I mean, I think they can take the team extremely far. I mean, Terry McLaurin, Terry's a beast. I mean, he reminds me as a combination of me, Art, and Ricky, but he really reminds me a lot of Ricky in terms of how he catches the ball. Like, Ricky was the same way. If it came near him, he was coming down with it. Like, and that's what Terry is. It just has to be somewhere near him. 9 out of 10 times, he's going to catch the ball if it touches his hands. He's just an amazing receiver and a dedicated leader on the team. I mean, it's important you have leadership on that team, and I think Terry is doing a great job of at doing that, as well as the young quarterback. I think the young quarterback came in and he did what most people don't do. He came in as the number one guy, and he didn't act like the number one guy.
Mm-hmm.
He came in acting like, what can I do to make this team better? How can you guys tell me what I need to do to help you guys make this team better? That right there completely made me look at him completely different. I was like, young boy know what he's doing. But I tell you what, our backup's not too shabby either.
Yeah.
Gary, B. Mitch has told this story. You know, when you hear about a player dealing with an injury during the week, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. And he always references that you had hamstring troubles and then you'd be good to go on Sunday. Knowing kind of your background, and not to compare injuries and everything is different, do you have a thought on what kind of should or will happen with Jaden for this weekend?
I think, well, what drove me was fear at the end of the day. I didn't want somebody taking my position. Mm. And when my hamstrings went, Ricky Sanders, at that time, Ricky wasn't starting, but Ricky was mine and Art's backup receiver. I was like, if I get hurt and Ricky comes in, I might not get to play again. That's where I looked yeah. at it. I've been completely honest, so I kind of forced myself to play hurt because I didn't want somebody else taking my job. If you're not looking over your shoulder, then your team is just average. If you're looking over your shoulder, then your team is extremely well. I mean, you got great chances of winning, great chances of success. And I think people forget, like, when Art Monk got hurt, Ricky Sanders came in, played in that 87 season, played. Art came back 3 to 4 games left in the season. Art didn't start. Ricky started. Mm. People forget that.
Yeah.
And then in the Super Bowl, Ricky started. Broke the record in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And the way that we became the posse is the next season, when they said first team up, Ricky didn't step into the huddle right away. And after about 30 seconds, Art Monk stepped into the huddle. Mm-hmm. Honestly, that's how Art kept his starting job between all of us. At the end of the day, and then we're always boys. Me, Art, and Ricky were boys. But me and Ricky, we boys. Like, Art's the perfect role model. Me and Ricky, not so much. So we got in trouble together, you know. And I asked him, I was like, dude, why did you step into the huddle? You know, and then we went to Joe. And he went to Joe because I ragged on him. And he went to Joe, and then that's when the posse was born. The next day in the meeting, Joe said, I just want to let everybody know we got 3 starting wide receivers. Mm-hmm. And that's how the posse was born, quite honestly. We had 3 wides before, but we didn't run that much of it until after that Super Bowl.
That's fascinating.
Joe Gibbs, smart man.
Yeah.
Like, hey, they can't count 2 of them on the field. If I put 3 of them, that defense is going to be strained.
It's true, you know. I mean, we had Clint Ditter, who was a great, great H-back at the time, but it was bad for Clint, unfortunately. But, I mean, we were a very good threesome.
For sure.
Not that it's a bad threesome. Pause. We were a very good threesome.
The fact that you followed it up with not that there's ever a bad threesome was such a hell of a line, Gary. That was fantastic.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We are talking with Gary Clark, a two-time Super Bowl champion, four-time Pro Bowler. I mean, the numbers you have stacked up are incredible. Three straight seasons with at least 1,100 receiving yards, 89, 90, 91 on teams that are making deep playoff runs. I mean, Gary, you are the real deal, sir, and we appreciate you joining us. You're in the Ring of Fame. I'm curious, a young receiver that the numbers haven't really followed, but he seems to make an impact, especially as a gritty-ass blocker. What do you think of Luke McCaffrey?
I tell you what, I mean, he's making a family proud. You know, he's making, you know, as you can tell, it's, you know, some things are just built into a legacy of a bloodline, and he seems to be following that bloodline. I mean, honestly, the offenses have been impressive. I mean, they haven't really had a bad game yet, you know. Yeah. The game that, you know, they only scored with 20-plus points was, you know, you had defense, unfortunately, giving up 90-yard drives. You know, that eats up a lot of the clock, eats up a lot of time that you can be on the field. So, but, I mean, I like our team. Our team, they're impressive right now. I love how they came back from that loss and put it an impressive win. They should have won the game no matter what, but they made it an impressive win.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like the excitement back. I remember looking over at the parking lots, and they were all filled. Even way back to the street. Yeah. I'm looking everywhere, and I hadn't seen that.
Been a while. I haven't
seen that probably in like 6-7 years now.
It has been a while.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Like, I mean, what winning does. Winning cures everything. Always has, always will.
Oh, yeah.
People don't like to believe that, but it's the absolute truth. You know, people can say I support all the time. Well, to be totally honest with you, human nature, it's hard to support something when it's not doing well. You back up a little bit. May not be, like, some people go 100% back. Some people go 10%, but you're not doing it full out.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have doubt in your mind, it tends to influence your decisions.
Yeah.
You know, and do I want to drive? I mean, you got people there now, you know, you got people who drive from North Carolina because they're Redskins fans up to the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that when we played, that happened all the time.
Yep.
You know, but then it stopped. And for the first time, last week, for the first time, you looked around in the stadium, you saw mostly 95% was burgundy and gold.
Yep.
Absolutely. And that's been the first time that's happened since Joe was here. That was the last time it happened when Joe was here.
Gary, last one for me. What do you think of the offense? What do you think of Cliff as a play caller and just kind of the design?
I mean, points don't lie. I mean, for me, with me not even knowing what he's calling, all I got to do is look at the scores. I mean, points are scoring, and he's doing a great job calling plays.
Yeah,
sure. It's hard to argue with that.
Gary, ask you a serious question.
You can't argue with the points. I mean, even if you hated him, you'd be like, the points kind of like make me the liar, not him.
I'm asking you a question. Have you ever not been open?
Maybe I can't recall the time that I haven't. You know, I'm really trying to find the time that wasn't open. You know,
hey, but if a receiver thinks he's covered, then he's not truly a receiver, right?
Right. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, my job is to come down with the ball. If you put it near me, hope I'm going to come down with it.
There you go.
But I'll tell you what, Ricky Sanders and Terry McLaurin, when that's around them, they're coming down with it.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable how similar they are, how they catch the ball, what they do after the catch. So similar.
That's really cool. Gary, I wanted to say this to you. You were walking around the suite level during the Panthers game, and my friend's son got to meet you, and you let him wear your Super Bowl ring, and he got to tell you about his flag football, and you absolutely made his day. And I've heard about it like three straight days. Just very cool you do that stuff, man.
Oh, no, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, what people don't realize, fans and kids who play the sports are the most important part of the game. They really do. I mean, they really, without the fans, we don't even get to play the game, not get paid for it.
Yeah.
And without the kids, I mean, we all remember what it was like when we were a kid watching people play. We wanted to do what they did. You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be Len Swan. You know, or Gene Washington from the Vikings, you know, just what it was.
Yep.
You know, so those kids get to live out their dream and have a chance to, wish I would have had a chance to put on a Super Bowl ring. So if I can make a kid smile by just putting on a ring, it makes my day as well.
I mean, to that point, I was just telling B before you joined us, I remember week 8 in the Meadowlands, the Sunday night game, that 50-yard deep shot play action you caught from Rippon. Like, it's ingrained in my brain, man. It gave you guys a lead, and I'll never forget that play.
I tell you, I was made up for the one that I dropped. So. I had no chance. I had to catch that one. Let's put it that way. I had to catch both of them. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you had two. You had both scores in that game, and then Chip had had the kick. Gary, this is awesome, man. We'll see you on Sunday. Legend of the game.
Sounds good, guys. Appreciate your time. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too, brother.
Gary
all right,
Clark.
B-Mitch, I got your car clean for you, B.
right. All right, brother.
Tremendous, tremendous dude, tremendous receiver, tremendous speed, tremendous grace. That is Gary Clark.